Most people in the Seattle area realize it's not okay to drink and drive a car, but people still do drink on their boats. So why is the culture of boating and drinking slow to change? David Hyde put that question to Beth Ebell. She's a doctor with Harborview Injury Prevention and Research Center.
For a segment of the boating world, partying is part of boating. And there's often an idea that alcohol on a boat isn't as risky as it might be in, say, a car. And I think partly it's because folks think, well, I'm just floating there. I'm not going to cause any risk to myself. There are a group of people who also feel that this is the last frontier and I can do whatever I want. I'm floating. I'm not going to cause any harm to others. But that isn't true. It puts the folks on their boat at risk and others.
How important do you think it is to try to slowly or quickly change the culture of boating and drinking that we have here in Seattle?
Alcohol on boats are associated with 39% of the drownings that we see. People drown on boats all the time. And when is it? It's not in the rough, stormy conditions, because guess what? That's not when people boat. So the drownings occur in the beautiful, sunny days when we get them here, when everybody wants to pile on the water. So this is one of the few preventable risk factors that we can address to make it safe and wonderful fun to boat.
And as you know, of course, our culture over the last 10, 20 years has seen a massive change when it comes to drinking and driving. Culturally, it's much less acceptable, completely unacceptable in a lot of cases to even consider getting really drunk and getting in your car. But in boating, that's not necessarily the case. What did it take to change the culture surrounding driving, and how will that happen? How would that apply when it comes to boating?
I think the shifts in drunk driving perception will help us in the boating world. But we got there for drunk driving through hard work. It was education, and then it was enforcement for those few folks who aren't going to change their minds just because that's what the data or a public service announcement says. And that's what we're going to need to change that culture in the boating world as well. So I think it's important to educate people about the risks. Most boaters probably don't know that the risk of alcohol and boating drownings is just as great for passengers as for drivers. A 0.01% alcohol use is a 30% increased risk of death for anybody, not just the operator, but also for the passenger.
So if you're out there on a boat and you're drinking, you're not the one driving, you're saying it's just as risky, it's very risky?
Yeah, just as risky. And think about it, it's different than a car. If you fall, if you have a car crash, your job is to have your seatbelt on and stay there. If you have a boat incident, 80% of these are folks falling overboard. If you have a boat incident, your job is you got to do stuff. You got to swim, you got to figure out where to go. Hopefully you have your life jacket on. You need to rescue yourself before you drowned. So you need to be aware. And that's true for passengers as well as for the operators of the boat. And when you start to think, what's the example I want to set for the kids and the other folks on my boat? You might say, when you really step back and look at it, that I'm doing this in the middle of the day. It's a beautiful sunny time. I don't have to mix alcohol in. There are other folks who aren't going to change their behavior until there's enforcement. And that's happening too. We have more registration cards. Law enforcement recognizes that this is a risk for others on the water. It's a risk for folks in your boat. And then those folks pull up to the dock and they roll right into their cars and we run into them there. So there's active and aggressive enforcement around BUI as well as DUI.
Let's say I'm a boat owner and I invite somebody to come out on my boat for the weekend. Let's say we're going to go fishing. They show up with a six-pack of beer. Do I say, oh, nope. Don't bring that on the boat? I mean, what advice do you have for people?
I would advise people to address this ahead of time. We're going out in the water. Could you bring the chips and the Cokes? Just you can ask for that ahead of time.
And you say no alcohol? There's a no alcohol policy?
You can say on my boat there's no alcohol. You can say my kids are with me.
But I can hear the boater out there saying, I don't want to be that uptight person who says no alcohol. And the law doesn't say you're allowed to have alcohol on the boat. Why would I go that far?
The law says a 0.08, so you can plan for that. But you're safest having no alcohol. Law enforcement look for folks. They look for folks on the water who they get reports about aren't driving well, are conducting themselves poorly. They look for you when you pull up on the dock, and they're going to be catching you. And this is a criminal offense if you are caught. So there are lots of ways to make things fun, and alcohol isn't the only way. So Everybody should boat. Get out there. Show your kids. Bring your families. Good for you, right? That's living in our beautiful world. So I am pro-activity. I am pro-getting out there. I just would like to make it fun for everybody else on the water and keep folks safe in the boat.
That's Beth Ebell. She's a doctor at Harborview's Injury Prevention and Research Center. She spoke with David Hyde.